Grace team. On this Thanksgiving morning, I invite you to turn with me in Scripture to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Just not very many verses, verses 14 through 17 in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Corinthians 2 at verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. Have you ever smelled one of these? I think this is genuine leather, bonded leather, it says on it. It smells like a good book, not just because it is the good book. It smells good, like a book should. It smells wonderful. But not just the leather cover and not just the smell of a book and the paper and so on, like you smell in a library. What I'm also referring to is the smell of good, abundant creation and lavish feasts that adorn many tables set for us throughout God's Word. I did think, by the way, that we'd probably be smelling turkey and other good food during this service. But think back to Genesis, and we're greeted with the scent of the rich new earth, as after a spring rain, mixed with the smell of herbs and spices, fruits and vegetables, the fish and the birds and other creatures that populate the earth in rich variety. The creation is a place of abundance, teeming with life and possibility. If you turn to Exodus 16, you don't need to right now, but if you turn there, you would smell sweet manna with just a hint of coriander and quail roasting on an open fire prepared 100 different ways. Liberated slaves think of, and they can almost smell, a land of milk and honey, a sweet delight like a good cup of coffee or tea, whichever smells better to you. And there are grapes, clusters so big it takes two people to carry them. Does God love the smell of good wine? Well, He does. Numbers 15, 7 through 10, 7 and 10, and Leviticus 23, 13 indicate an offering of wine is, and I quote, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. There are many other references in Scripture to drink offering and other offerings. And just like a roasted pig smells so wonderful, that's what the offerings were about. Roasting fine food, which of course the priests and sometimes the people ate. And the wine smelled good, and plenty of it. The Bible is drenched with wine, if you will, flowing down from the mountains and hills in Amos chapter 9. And in John chapter 2, we find Jesus serving up about 160 gallons of the finest wine anyone had ever tasted. Better than that first served at the wedding in Cana. The text makes that very clear. The people tasted this wine Jesus made and said, "What are you doing? Most people serve the good stuff first and then the cheap stuff later." Or to quote directly in verse 10, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." Isaiah imagines the day of the Lord as a banquet table spread for the nations. Isaiah would enjoy our feast coming up here in a short while. He says it's a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest wines, in Isaiah 25:6. And probably some of you love the smell of pancakes. In Leviticus 6:18, the priests were told to take some fine flour, and in verse 21 it says, prepare it with oil on a griddle, bring it well mixed, and present the grain offering broken in pieces as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. That sounds pretty much like pancakes, doesn't it? And they do smell pretty good when they're on the griddle. Now, I won't be able to surprise you much by now, but do you think that God loves the smell of baking bread and cake? Does he ever? Just like we do. They are mentioned often as part of the sacrifice to God, and on the fire often meant roasting or baking. Quoting, he shall take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offerings belong to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings made to the Lord by fire. Now, of course, by now, we don't need to wonder if God loves the smell of roasting meat, especially lamb and beef and many others, the birds. We mentioned the quail that he sent to the people in the desert. The Bible has many examples like this conclusion to complex orders for preparation in Numbers 28, 1 through 8. It says there, prepare the second lamb at twilight along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering that you prepare in the morning. This is an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. I can tell you that of 41 uses of the word aroma in my NIV, all but a few refer to aroma of food, and almost all contain the phrase aroma pleasing to the Lord. It is no wonder God gives us the gift of smell and to be able to enjoy these smells. Then consider 321 references to food, and consider that most of them include smelling the food God provides before or while enjoying it. Consider the hungry persons of Psalm 146, verse 7. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. Wouldn't they enjoy the smell as part of the process of their hunger being satisfied? How often don't you pause to enjoy the smell of a fine meal before you eat it, even if you're really hungry? Follow your nose to the smells of delicious roast veal in Luke 15 as the father welcomed his wayward son back into the fold. Catch a whiff of the simple feast of fish and bread for the multitudes in John 6, all of whom eat their fill with 12 baskets of food left over. Now, all of this is to say that the Bible signals a delight in the finest of food. It reveals over and over and over again that God is gracious and provident and has made a world of bounty for his children to enjoy, care for, and share. Again and again in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord, quote unquote, is anticipated as an end to the scarcity that was a feature of exile and bondage. In its place, the provision of abundance, a mark of salvation and of freedom, to have plenty to eat. Jesus' miracles of feeding are signs that the new messianic age, the Christ age, arrived in him. I believe we can say God loves the smell of the production of food. Consider in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 13, the fig tree forms its early fruit, the blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Many of us know well the wonderful smells of gardens or fields. Amazing are the smells of orange blossoms when we visited Florida and the Christian Reformed Church just west of Orlando. It happens to be a lot with orange trees on three sides, the back and both sides. It's just the church in the middle. And I don't recall ever smelling such a wonderful smell. And it sometimes if you smell something, then after a while, if you're there, you can't really kind of tell it anymore. Not so with orange blossoms. They smelled terrific the entire church service until we left the parking lot. Many years ago, on one of our trips to California to visit family, we visited Ripon, California, while the almond trees were in blossom. Wow, what a wonderful aroma. Thousands of trees flowering. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say God loves the smell of food production, like those we smell in the countryside, back where we come from. My mom used to say it smells like money to somebody. But all such smells may be signs World Relief is on the right track, helping hungry people develop the means to raise their own food and not just give them food. A handout might help a family eat today. That is good. A job might help the family eat tomorrow and next week as well. That is better. And owning a small business might help that family have a steady stream of income and growing assets. This is better still. Community development and transformation is a large part of World Renew work. And yes, we are combining World Renew, World Hunger Sunday with Thanksgiving. Because we are thankful people, and we therefore reach out and help other people have food to eat, peace and freedom to enjoy it to the best of our ability. But attached to all the smells of food, not quite like a price tag, more like a recipe card, are many biblical directions not just to delight in food and its aroma, but also to love our neighbors by sharing the rich harvests of the earth and helping them allow them to grow them themselves. There are instructions to feed the hungry throughout Scripture, and to clothe the naked, and to make provisions for their needs. This is how we can be thankful to God, is by sharing with others. The cultural mandate of Genesis 1 teaches that we are to tend the garden that the Lord with wisdom and care, so that its graciously provided harvest can be a blessing to God's people. Sabbath and Jubilee Old Testament laws teach economic practice that protects people from poverty traps and from systematic exclusion from markets. God wants us to be fair as we share. Just as surely as the Bible reveals God as the generous provider to whom we give our thanks, it also reveals God as a lover of justice. Woven throughout the portraits of plenty are stern warnings against hoarding and gluttony, withholding care from the poor, neglecting the hungry, and presuming on God's goodness without reckoning his commands to do justice. You know, Jesus himself said, if we feed a hungry person, it's just as if we were feeding him when he was hungry. He was human, just as we are, and he got hungry sometimes. If we visit a prisoner or do justice to someone who needs it, we are visiting or doing justice to Jesus. Without justice, the finest meal is wasted, leaving a bitter taste in the mouth of God. But with justice and freedom and peace, even the simplest meal is beautiful, a beautiful smell and a feast fit for a king. Well, obviously then, where we're headed here, what we're talking about here is, I'm going to ask you this question. How do you smell? Oh, I know that's a little bit funny when we think of it. I know Thanksgiving has little to do with personal hygiene and same with world hunger. Of course, it may be important for hungry people to have clean water to drink and to use for bathing and hygiene. A daughter of our previous church is a missionary in Liberia, and it was so interesting to hear her tell the story of them carrying sacks of concrete and forms up into the mountains of eastern Liberia in order to make water filters for people who don't have clean water. And I don't think it was me. I don't remember who asked the question, but somebody asked, but why don't you make them out of plastic so they aren't so heavy, so you don't have to carry concrete, sacks of concrete up the mountain? She said, well, if they're too light, they walk away. But you see, the interesting mission, the interesting ministry in that particular, she works with Samaritan's Purse, was to help people have clean water to make their lives better. And you probably noticed that our text uses the idea of fragrance. That's why I ask how you smell, because it uses it as a metaphor for the Word of God going out to people who need it. I love the visual imagery of God, always leading us in a triumphal procession in Christ. But we must notice that that is through us. He spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Giving assistance to hungry people far and near is one good way to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of God. But it must be accompanied by translating and living and teaching the Word of God to make a wonderful aroma of harmony and health and peace and life. Gratefully, many of us never have to smell human death, literally. Actually, where we come from, some of us know about rendering trucks. When cattle die, there's a truck that goes around and picks them up. And Kim already signaled to me, he knows how bad that smells. It's terrible, the smell of death. And our text refers to it. The smell of death is terrible and unpleasant. Paul uses this striking contrast between the smell of death and beautiful fragrances that we've talked about to remind us that knowing God is truly a matter of life and death. Knowing God is life. Not knowing Him is death. Eternal life in Christ or separation from God forever. Just like those who are perishing from hunger, to those who do not know God, we are the smell of death, as terrible as it is. To those who know and worship God, we are the beautiful fragrance of life. Like smells of a great meal, starting to smell it already, like that wonderful smell is a reliable supply of food to hungry people. We become a beautiful fragrance to all who seek and serve God. We don't have to give thanks or give generously to World Renew because to be saved. We're saved by grace through faith. But it is one of the many ways we can live a life of gratitude. It's Thanksgiving Day, and we can share with those who don't have enough to eat to express our gratitude for all God has done for us in Jesus Christ. So here's my advice to you this Thanksgiving Day. Be a beautiful fragrance. Be the aroma of Christ by loving Him and serving Him in all you do. And be a feast and give a feast fit for your King. Occasionally, I'm going to ask you, when you smell something wonderful, find a little extra in the budget to give to World Renew. Maybe include giving gifts through World Renew's gift catalog. Maybe you could, as I may have told you before, one year we participated in the gift catalog and I informed the congregation that I was going to give my wife a goat. And I did. I gave money to World Renew to give someone a goat. She didn't get the goat. I gave her something else nice, I think. So anyway, it was a while back, I don't remember. So anyway, whether you give a goat or some other things through World Renew, you can go online right there and you can give online to World Renew. You've already given your Peter Fish. I thank you for participating in that. I thank you for giving generously to our offering earlier today. It is truly how we are the aroma of Christ. To be generous, to help those who are hungry or in other need, because in doing so, we are giving to and helping our Lord Jesus. We are the fragrance of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have made so many wonderful aromas for us. And thank you for this amazing metaphor of us being a wonderful fragrant aroma to others. Lord, thank you for smell and taste, good food, the feast that we will share together in a few minutes. Lord, you provide for us so very well. Help us to be your fragrance, to be reaching out to others with your love, with faith. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.